Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday marks the 11th biennial John R. Milton Writers Conference at the University of South Dakota, celebrating the 50th anniversary of Milton's poetry collection, This Lonely House. The conference theme is This Lonely Frontier, exploring boundaries of space, identity, and genre. Dr. Leah McCormick is Assistant Professor of English at the University of South Dakota. She joins us today from our Vermilion studio. Dr. McCormick, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Also with us, Ellen Forney is a cartoonist and a New York Times bestselling author. She's a featured author at the conference, and she'll hold a workshop on Saturday. Her books include Marbles, Mania, Depression, Michelangelo, and Me, and Rocksteady, Brilliant Advice from My Bipolar Life. And she's on the phone with us from Seattle. Ellen Forney, it's a pleasure.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
All right, so let's start with Leah McCormick and tell us a little bit about this. This conference is on my list of conferences I've never been to, but can't wait to get to someday. So give us an overview of who's it for, and because there's so much on the agenda, we couldn't possibly go through it all. So what's the big picture here?
You're right. It is going to be 3 days of literary and creative events. There's going to be some panel sessions throughout the days on Friday and Saturday. And we're going to be kicking it off all on Thursday with a photography exhibit with Abby Bischoff. She's going to be giving a talk, and there's going to be a poetry reading as well with the poet who she's worked with on a book that she's put together, R.H. Sweeney. And that will be taking place at 4 o'clock at the Coyote Twin Theaters and Gallery. And then, you know, everything really kind of starts on Friday. We're going to have a faculty reading at 3:30 in Farber Hall on campus. And then, we have Ellen Forney's keynote talk at 8 o'clock in the same room. And then on Saturday, we have a... another great lineup with Erica T. Worth and Brian Broder, who will be reading at 3:30, also in Farber Hall. And then we have Percival Everett giving a reading at 8 o'clock. He's sort of closing it all out. But yeah, there's going to be a ton of things going on throughout those 3 days.
Ellen Forney, I want to talk a little bit about your work, because you're giving the keynote talk, and then you're also giving a workshop on creating comics. Is that still... the conference thing that I have is a draft. So are you still giving a workshop on comics?
Yes.
Yes, awesome.
I am.
All right.
A hands-on workshop. Everybody's going to leave with a comic that they did themselves.
Nice. So let's talk a little bit about your work, because it's so dynamic, and there's the Marbles is a memoir, and it really chronicles this moment that you kind of go into the discovery that you are bipolar, and you look at that as all of us would with some of the same process that we would go through, but also as an artist, there's this moment where you think, this is going to change everything in my artistic career. Give folks an overview of that book and sort of how you decided that you could and should turn it into a graphic novel, the story itself.
Right. Wow. That's a multifaceted question.
There's a lot in that question, isn't there?
Well, so it basically, Marbles is a graphic memoir that covers the period of time from when I got my diagnosis, then the 4 years that I struggled to figure out how to get stable. And yeah, specifically what that meant to me as an artist. And I think just like a lot of people who get a diagnosis that are looking at taking medications, really a lot of fear around what that would do to my creativity. And so I examine through the book my own journey, and also bringing in biographies of other artists and writers through history who had mood disorders. And it was a really intense book to put together. And that came out in 2012, and it's really been, it really became kind of the focus of my professional life in a way that I didn't predict at the time. The other book that I'm going to be talking about is a book of mine that just came out this past May called Rocksteady, Brilliant Advice from My Bipolar Life. And it's really the companion book to Marbles. Marbles was kind of my personal story with a lot of information folded in about like therapies and kind of coping tools. And Rocksteady is a book of coping tools, self-help techniques with my personal stories and a personal point of view.
And Rocksteady is, you know, you can't underestimate how useful it would be for anyone, even if that's not your mm-hmm. diagnosis, just in, you know, self-care, stress management, depression. There's so much packed in there that you could reference, you know, when you're up, when you're down, when you're confused, when you're frightened. There's a whole lot in Rocksteady, too.
Right, right. I mean, I think everybody has the experience of stress, and we all go through, even if we don't have bipolar or some sort of mood disorder, we go through periods of time. For example, insomnia is a really big issue. That's something that I'm going to be covering a bit of in my talk, talking about, you know, how difficult it is to sleep and some different coping tools for sleeping.
The graphic novel itself is when you sit down to write a story, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, a writing conference and then writing graphic novels, because Ellen, do you feel like it's, you know, there's more structure here, so you have to sort of be better at, you know, your narrative structure? Is it freer to write a graphic novel and have the illustrations, you know, moving the story forward along with words? What do you think about the genre itself and how writers who maybe have not considered it before might step into the waters a little bit?
Well, comics, the language of comics is really a different one from text only.
Yeah.
It combines the language of pictures and the language of words. And so that combination is different from, let's say, text with illustrations because of the way both of those languages tell the story. And what I mean by visual language, I mean, there are things like the drawing style, but then there are things like if you've ever been to any sort of international travel place, like an airport, let's say, all those symbols that we're used to seeing that take us to the baggage claim, or now we know that the restrooms are over there, or for that matter, the things that we've gotten so used to on our phones, like emoticons and, you know, like if you look at your phone, all of the different icons that tell you what the different apps are. We've really become accustomed in a lot of ways to reading pictures. And so comics really wrap up the specificity of words with a certain universal quality of pictures, and then as well as the style. So it really weaves in a lot of different things.
Yeah.
It's really a different medium. I wouldn't say that it's easier or harder. It's different.
Yeah.
Like film would be different. It's a different medium.
Dr. McCormick
is still a literary medium, though.
Yeah, Dr. McCormick, it ties into this whole notion of the conference theme of, like, where are those boundaries? Where do we move past those boundaries? That's exciting and discombobulating for some people, and sort of help us, you know, step into those waters again and say, how do we look at genre and how do we look at a conference like this, and sort of opening our minds to different things that we haven't explored before?
Yeah, I love that question. I mean, that was something that really was on the forefront of our mind when we were thinking, you know, conceiving of the theme for this year. And you know, I love that Ellen kind of brings in, you know, the memoir aspect and this visual component. So, you know, I think, you know, I've taught Ellen's book in a graphic narrative course. And from, you know, the point of view of a teacher, I think, you know, teaching graphic narratives, it opens up something that's like a lot of my students were sort of discovering this genre in my course, and they were so excited, you know, and it felt like they were learning how to read again, because it is such a different kind of experience for them. And one of the reasons we invited Ellen here was because it was one of their favorite books of the semester, because they connected so deeply and personally with what her story and the way that she represented it. And, you know, and I had them kind of trying to analyze the book visually as well, which is, you know, something outside of their, you know, their experience or their comfort zone, but they really grew to love it, because I think that it is more of a visual culture right now. My students really, you know, they just dove in, and they were able to kind of interpret it in ways that I hadn't, you know, thought of myself. And it was really an exciting class. And so, you know, I think we're really thrilled to have Ellen here.
And Ellen, the thing I love about these books is that it, you know, it moves the genre forward too. I mean, you're not mm-hmm. just writing a book to write a book, but it's taking it graphically and from a narrative perspective to its next level. So thank you so much. Mm-hmm. You're a rock star, Ellen Forney. Thanks for joining us, making time for us today. We'll see you in Vermilion.
My pleasure to be here. I'm really looking forward to the conference.
And Lee McCormick, the conference is coming up. It starts on Thursday. We'll put a link up on the website so folks can find out more about it. But Lee, it's a great program. There's so much in there. Thanks for stopping by and telling us just a small slice of it.
Thank you.